Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. And today I'm going to talk about a couple different things. First, I want to let you know that next week I am sharing an interview with a friend of mine, Jessica Garbarino. She is awesome, from the website and podcast Every Single Dollar. So make sure you are listening next week. I can't believe it's almost July. Where the heck has all the time gone? Also, I'm not editing this episode because sometimes you just don't feel like editing the episode. So hopefully I won't say "and like" too much, because that's usually what I find myself editing out because they drive me crazy. Okay. That was a long pause. So I want to talk about why every digital entrepreneur needs to create a digital product, even one that fails. So I launched a product over the weekend, and I'm very excited about it. It's called Break Up With Clients, and the idea is to help creativepreneurs, freelancers, people who are situated in the digital space, leverage opportunities to make affiliate income. And these opportunities, I'm talking about not just page views, which a lot of people don't get the kind of page views that you would like to get substantial affiliate income. So sometimes you just need to look for and leverage opportunities outside of page views. And by page views, I mean, obviously, the more page views to your website or even downloads, if you have your podcast optimized correctly, the more money you're going to make. But there are going to be a lot of us out there where it just takes longer to get those metrics. So what do you do when you're trying to make money and you would love to make affiliate income, but you're like, look, I don't make a lot of page views? And that was where I found myself. I wasn't making a lot of page views, but I was finding that I was still able to make affiliate income. So this course is really to help you think about, leverage, and identify those moments when you are presented an opportunity to make some affiliate income and be unabashed about it, be helpful, and really focus on sharing win-win affiliates. And I have this whole win-win affiliate strategy. You both have to win or it's not worth sharing. So definitely check out the course, Break Up With Clients. It is in its beta phase. So if you listen tonight, Monday, June 18th, it's in its introductory price, $97 just for tonight. So FYI, you want to get on that before the price goes up tomorrow. So the price will go up to the beta price, which is $167. So really, you want to go to the course and purchase it tonight, because $97, pretty legit. And if you purchase it tonight, I will also give you the 50% affiliate price. So that's pretty awesome too. So definitely make sure you grab that. I love getting in on courses when they first launch, because it's just, you have a feeling that something's going to be awesome and serve people and help them in the future, and then you make money back, which is the whole thing about this. One of the strengths of this course is connecting with me. I actually love not working in an office, and I don't mind not going to meetings and all that kind of stuff, but I do miss some of the client interaction stuff where I got to meet people that I helped. And so one of the things that I've done with the course is instituted office hours. Currently, they are for 8 p.m. Mountain Time on Mondays. I think I'm going to change it so it's going to be a little earlier. So just heads up, they will be earlier. Also, I have an optional meeting with me at the beginning of the course. Strongly recommend it, because then you can make sure that you're focused on the right things for your business. We can kind of brainstorm and make sure that we're doing the right things, again, for your business. So definitely you need to check it out. Very excited about the course. I think it's going to be very helpful for people. And really, that's my goal, is to help people make money and break up with the clients that don't serve them well. So break up with clients. The idea isn't that you quit freelancing unless you want to, like if that's your thing, hey. But the idea is to build up affiliate income over time so that it balances out your client-based work. Why is that so important? Because sometimes it's really frustrating when a client has a decline in work for you. Maybe they, just the scope of work has changed. They need to work with a different type of freelancer. Maybe they have things that change due to the time of year. So with personal finance, a lot of our content, a lot of stuff that we do dips in the summer and then goes crazy during the fall through the new year. So I know that every year, and affiliate income is a great way for me to kind of balance all that out. And I want freelancers to really balance that out so that you can kind of take back some of the control that you lose in some freelancing interactions, especially if you don't have enough clients. I would also say if you don't have enough clients, you need to focus on that. Typically, in my experience as a freelancer, you probably need 3 times the amount of clients that you have, because then if something happens, you're onboarding people all the time. So just heads up, think about that. If you want to check out the course, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/breakup. So michelleismoneyhungry.com/breakup so that you can check that out. Again, the course is $97 just for tonight, and then it goes up to $167 tomorrow. That's still the beta price. So just heads up, still the beta price. And just be aware of that. That is still the beta price. Okay, so next thing. If you hear about the Facebook Community Boost event, you need to go to that. It is being held in Denver right now. It's going to, I think, about 40 cities throughout the United States. So it's very likely that you might hear about it in your town. But the Facebook Community Boost event, it's really interesting. Today I learned different things to do with Instagram stories. They talked about Facebook ads. They just kind of broke down different parts of the Facebook experience that I think is really helpful for those of us growing digital businesses. So I strongly recommend that you go. They even have snacks and coffee. And tonight they had pizza and beer. I didn't go to that because I'm still rolling out this new course. So that wasn't it wasn't a good time for me to do that. So again, michelleismoneyhungry.com/breakup so that you can sign up for the course. But if you are just Google it, Facebook Community Boost, and the name of your town to see if they have a tour coming to your city. I'm not editing this, but I'm just going to have to get over that. Okay, so one of the things I want to get into, so I kind of alluded to it, why every digital entrepreneur needs a digital product, even if it fails. It has been really interesting building out the two courses that I'm building out. One is, again, Break Up With Clients. The other one is Make Money Podcasting. And that one should be released and available within the next 5 days, I think. So that's on its way. And what I discovered was I know a lot of stuff. Like, I've spent a lot of years learning about different aspects of online business, entrepreneurship, observing what other people do, trying to replicate things. Sometimes that didn't work. Taking courses, my own education, my own business experience from what I've done, things that have gone well, things that haven't. And when you put together a course, that is a common, I can't believe I just brain farted on the word. That is a cumulative, like, example of all the stuff that you've done, like all the books that you've read, everything that I've just mentioned before, all the conferences that you've attended, all the networking that you've done, all of the breakout sessions, the courses that you've hated, loved. The point is, when you put together your own digital course, everything comes together and it helps to show you how you're an expert. And it's amazing. It helps you articulate what your expertise is to yourself. Because sometimes people are like, well, I don't know what I'm an expert in. And then you start building out a course because you have an idea of, you know, some sort of way that you could serve others. And it's crazy. It is crazy how much I've learned about myself from putting the courses together. So I strongly recommend that you put a course together or a tool of some sort, a resource that helps other people. Preferably both, because a small resource that's free, that's awesome. But I want you to experience getting paid for it. That's pretty awesome. Create a digital course. I also want to talk about how sometimes being in business really sucks. So sometimes it sucks because it can be scary. It can be a lonely path. People might not understand what you're doing. This year, I'm reconfiguring my business because I don't like freelance. I don't like freelancing. I really don't. I like writing. I don't like the business end. And so even though I will probably freelance until the end of this year, this will be the last year I do any freelancing. And that's just truth. So I like the writing. I don't like all the client relationship management. I joke sometimes that there is no I in team unless I'm leading it. So I'm one of those people that I want to just do my thing. I want freedom. And what I noticed with freelancing was it really pushed against what my notion of freedom was, like the interactions with clients, things like that. It would just drive me nuts. So I've acknowledged it. I've made peace with it. And as I grow my course income, the goal is to grow it to the point that I fire my own freelancing clients as well. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. I thought I would enjoy it more. And I just don't like freelancing for other people. It's just not for me, and that's okay. The importance of your network. So today I had my last mastermind meeting until August or early September. We have to figure out what date. We can't remember. I freaking love my mastermind. I love them. I love them, love them, love them. Because I kind of, sometimes they give you the tough love that you don't realize you need. One of them really just supported me so beautifully today. I was in tears, actually. And I was so moved and so supported. And I appreciated how much they were like, you are capable. There was a thing that came up and I'm not going to like get into it, but we'll just say that sometimes business sucks and sometimes you have doubts and sometimes you freak out a little bit. And my friend was just like, look, you are capable and you will shine in the way that you need to shine. And I know that this business change is a little scary, but you'll be okay. And it was a really, it moved me. It made me feel great to have someone so in my corner. So one of the business products and projects that I've been working on is creating a group coaching program. It's called the Business Networking Accelerator. And the idea behind this is to really help people understand how to network, how to connect with people like this, like people who 100% want you to win, and also how to create opportunities for you to shine. And today I felt like, wow, this is why I do what I do. This is why I'm around these people, because I remember being around people in my network who didn't want me to win. Now that was weird, only because it was more like work related versus my friends. My friends have always been pretty great, but I've been in a work situation for years where I just never knew what was going to come up and I never felt like I could win. And to have people in my network who want me to win, who want me to shine, and who want me to share my gifts with other people, it's a blessing. But it took a while to make that happen, and a lot of deliberate actions and choices on my part. So if you are looking for help with networking, let's connect. Boop, boop, boop. So make sure you email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Email me. We'll get on a Zoom. We'll talk about it. We'll see if maybe this would be a good program for you. But I've been really lucky. I have an incredible network. I have some really amazing people who are very well placed in different organizations out in the world who support me in the things that I do. And it's freaking awesome. So I want you to have that experience as well. And actually, I think that's it. I feel like I didn't pause too much. I didn't say too many and ums and likes, which make me crazy. I edit those out like you wouldn't believe. Next week, we're sharing the episode with Jessica Garbarino. So make sure that you listen up for that. The episode is great. I love that show. So anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you're having a beautiful and blessed day. Take care. Subscribe to Michelle is Money Hungry. Make sure to share with your friends. Let them know what's going on. And I want to share an affiliate with you. I'm obsessed with Ibotta. Ibotta is a Colorado-based savings app. I love it. They are doing bonuses, actually. This is kind of a new thing that I'm noticing them doing. So one, if you sign up with my affiliate link, you will receive $10 after you redeem your first set of savings. So heads up. Be aware that because it's my affiliate link, I also receive $5. That's part of the win-win affiliate strategy. So just be aware, I do get $5, but hey, you get 10, and that's awesome. But the bonus thing that they're doing, I'm kind of excited about. So for every person that signs up in June, there seems to be some kind of tiered bonus. So definitely, if you've got like 5 friends that you want to share Ibotta with after you become a user of the app, you also become an affiliate, automatically become an affiliate after you sign up. So make sure you sign up. I'll share the link in the show notes. And I'm wondering what the link to the show notes will be. Just go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/. Let me think. What? Oh, I know. michelleismoneyhungry.com/digital. That's it. michelleismoneyhungry.com/digital. Have a great day. Hope all is going well. Take care. Not editing this episode.